feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. I hope Doug is right, but I just don't see it happening. This is a tough Seattle team that always plays us hard and with confidence. I haven't seen much of the rolling yet from the Lions this year. This game will be tough. Well, look, I mean, of course it'll be tough. Football games are tough. It's the NFL. I like this matchup. I think they're getting Seattle at the right time. As much as I'm concerned about Detroit's injuries, if I were in Seattle's camp, I'd be way more concerned about four guys off my defensive front that are out of this game. Productive guys, too. And I think there's a little bit, there's a weird vibe in Seattle. Like, I was reading and listening to some stuff out of Seattle. They're 3-0, and they feel disrespected. They feel disrespected. They are cultivating a fine chip on their shoulder because they think that that everybody is marveling over, oh, look at the Vikings, undefeated Vikings. And they're like, what about marveling over us? Nobody was picking us in the NFC West. And so I kind of get it. I get what they're doing. And I would probably, I mean, you know, I don't give a crap about any of that. but if you're trying to cultivate a chip on your shoulder, I could see how Seattle could do it.
Well, they can do it. I mean, people are still expecting that San Francisco, they'll be fine. San Francisco's better, and even though they're 2-2. And people were talking about Arizona after the first couple weeks, right? Yeah. Look what Arizona's doing. Kyler Murray, he's going to lead this team, and nobody's talking about Seattle at 3-0. That's fine.
Yep.
They can be that way.
Yep.
Whatever they got to do. But I also feel like we're getting to the point where we should start seeing the Lions settle into a groove.
Yep.
And be what they are, which is really good. And we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like the caller said, I haven't seen much, or the texter, I haven't seen much of the Lions rolling yet. No, but you haven't yet. And I'm calling for it tonight. I think some of the seeds of that was sown in the Arizona game in the first half. And obviously, they didn't play the full 60 minutes offensively. They weren't productive all the way through. But, look, I mean, you kind of get a sense for some things. Look at the matchup. I think these injuries are really going to be tough for Seattle. And I don't know that they're conceding anything, but I think they see three games in 11 days and are sitting some guys down in this one going, all right, well, the reality is one of these games is a division game. We come home for the other one. So I kind of wonder if they're saving guys for later a little bit, but unnamed texter, any Tarek Skubal chance at the Lions game tonight? I'm for it. I like the non-brand specific chance at games.
The cross-pollination?
Yes. When you hear Jared Goff chance at Red Wing games, I love it. Jared Goff chance at Tiger games, yep, I'm all there for it. If we are, let's go Tigers. I wouldn't even mind a let's go Tigers. I love the cross-pollination.
No, I think, well, it'll happen.
Have you guys seen or heard about how people are getting tired of the Jared Goff chants, though, at Tigers games?
Yeah, I'm not. Okay, I mean, just for the record, I'm not. I think it's great. But why are they sick of it? I haven't gone.
Well, there's a couple reasons why. One, it is a little older now. That was kind of going on in the moment last year, so I get that. And I'm not defending it. I'm just telling you where they're coming from. And secondly is people think that you are kind of taken away from the Tigers and what they are doing. And this is not a Jared Goff thing. It's not a Lions thing. This is a Detroit Tigers get behind these Tigers thing. And so to chant another player from another sport's name, they feel like, hey, dude, you know, that's enough of that.
I can totally say, like, at this point, Tigers are the best team in baseball. Let's wear it. And
you
I get
chant
that.
Like Parker Meadows or whoever. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, Cole Keith,
which,
right?
I think we could start to see. And I think to Doug's point, I think we might see that at the Tigers at the Lions game tonight. The other part is this. Jared Goff hasn't exactly played kind of like the guy that you want to chant the name for just yet this year. I think he will.
Big game tonight.
It is a big game tonight.
No, Doug's predicting
I'm saying
a
he
big
will
game
have a
for,
big
yeah.
game tonight. Yep.
Doug thinks he's going to have a big game tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's the man of the running that gets it done. I think Goff will be fine. I don't think Goff will have any issues, but it's a Lions running attack that can run for over 150 yards in this game.
But as far as I think, if they start chanting Tarek Skubal, like the text says, I think it's different because it's like right now in the moment, and that's getting behind the Tigers, you know, right now. But I think if, you know, I understand the other way around, though. I think Tiger fans are sick of the Jared Goff chants.
Yeah, well, listen, it was fine. It was fun. It was appropriate. If the Tigers were 5 games below 500 and 10 games out of the playoffs, and you start hearing the Jared Goff chants, it's great. When the Tigers find themselves in the playoffs and you're still hearing it, then I could see Tiger fans go, all right, hey,
well, in the
that's
midst,
enough.
In the midst of making Comerica Park an absolute zoo all weekend long, and specifically Friday night, fans chanting Jared Goff did not take away from the great night, in my opinion, but I guess to each their own. From an unnamed texter, my champ, AJ Hinch. My chump is MLB. We wait 10 years and we get a game time at 2:30.
2:32.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's I can't believe I'm saying this, but you know what? It's rich people problems. Our team is in the playoffs. Our team is in the playoffs, and so we have to deal with odd start times. And I mean, I get it. It's a little frustrating, but it's a playoff game. Our team is playing a playoff game. I guess I still see that as on the marquee. The start time, I mean, it's easier for me to say it. Our show's done at 2.
Yeah.
But
I also, I know, for me, it's a little nostalgic, though, being a kid and watching the afternoon games, the ALCS. That was kind of fun. They actually did that. There were only 4 teams in the playoffs total.
And we'd still have afternoon games. And you'd catch
Kansas City taking on the Yankees. You know, George Brett against Ron Guidry. It was, like, amazing.
I remember watching a Dodger-Montreal game. It was, like, a noon start from Montreal in the NLCS.
Oh, like the Fernando year?
Yeah, I think Rick Monday hit a big home run for the Dodgers. But I was, like, getting home from school as they were getting into the later innings. Jason in Chicago says, the gritty Tiggs for pulling off the impossible, the champ. Chump is the NFL for having 2 Monday night football games.
Tigs?
This thing is Tiggs. They've been using, I've heard them say the term Tiggs, the gritty Tiggs. And I don't particularly love it, but I've heard them reference themselves as that in a clubhouse after games. Next is an unnamed texter. Champ is AJ Hinch for pulling this season together. I won't tell you who my chump is, but Michigan State just threw another interception.
Oh boy.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, get your champ and chump votes in. It's Carson Anderson. Tigers, yep, they got a playoff game tomorrow afternoon. Of course, you'll hear it here on 97.1. There might be some special programming tomorrow, just a heads up. Still tying up some loose ends on that. But we should have some special programming leading into the game. And, of course, we got Monday Night Football, the Monday Night coverage coming up tonight, of course, as it is a Lions game day. I think the Lions win this game relatively comfortably. Whatever terminology you want, I am confident in them winning this game tonight.
But what does that mean?
It means I think they're going to get out to a lead and Seattle won't get within 2 scores.
Okay, so you're talking double digits.
Yeah.
10 or more.
Yeah, I mean, 24-14, 28-13, something like that. I mean, this has the makings to me of the kind of game where I think the Lions answer the bell. When you take away 4 players off of Seattle's defensive front, that gives Jared Goff a higher percentage chance of having a clean pocket.
Without question. However, can't think about this team in the game against Tampa, when Tampa played without their secondary.
That's how I felt,
and
Gator.
Then their defensive line was decimated, and they won the game.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this different?
Lions didn't play well in that game. I think they're going to play well tonight.
Okay.
I get your reasoning totally, Doug. I thought, Gator, what you just brought up is exactly why I thought the Lions were going to roll the Bucs. I'm like, right. Dude, there's nobody in the secondary. Like, this is going to be...
You recall correctly, I was not on the they're going to roll the Bucs campaign.
I know.
And then, who is that? Vita Vea is out. Okay. Fair enough. Let's go.
So I'm saying I already used mine. I think I like I already used my card. Like, I thought they're going to roll. That's fair it. I'm done.
I'm playing my
card. Yes, you can play your card now.